Ghanaian species HMED declaring for Dr. Maharal date of service is December the 20, January the 24th, 2013. Patient name is Ronald Thomas, RONALD space THOMAS, date of birth is 12-15-1950. Patient next paragraph, primary care physician Dr. Muhammad R. Khansa. MOHAMAD space R space KHANSA. Address is 5479 Schaefer Road, Dearborn, Michigan 48126. Phone number is 313-581-121-1221. Fax number is 313-581-9206. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiologic note. Next paragraph. Reason for a visit. Follow up. Next paragraph. Dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Thomas, who's a very pleasant 63-year-old African-American male with a past medical history significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, and status post-prostate cancer removal, period. He is in our cardiology clinic today as a reason for follow-up visit, period. Next paragraph. On today's visit, the patient is doing relatively well and is enjoying his natural state of health. The patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, or dizziness, or syncope, near syncope, headaches, or blurry vision, period. The patient also denies any pain in the legs, or claudications, or bilateral pedal edema, or increased redness in the legs, or change in the color of the limbs, or varicose veins, period. The patient is compliant with his medications and follows up with the primary care physician regularly, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Past medical history is significant for number one, hyperlipidemia, number two is hypertension, number three is hypothyroidism, number four is colon cancer, number five is prostate cancer. Period. Next paragraph. Past surgical history. Past surgical history is significant for number one, umbilical hernia surgery, right inguinal hernia surgery, left inguinal hernia surgery, colon cancer removal, and prostate cancer removal. Period. Next paragraph. Social history. Social history is the patient denies any smoking habits or alcohol or any illicit drugs. Period. Next paragraph. Family history. Family history is significant for number one, coronary artery disease, number two is diabetes mellitus, number three is period. Next paragraph. Allergies. The patient has no known drug allergies. Period. Next paragraph. Current medications. Currently, the patient is taking aspirin 81 mg per oral QD. Next medication is levothyroxine 175 mcg per oral QD. Next medication is vitamin D 50,000 international units per oral QD. Next medication. Period. Next paragraph. Physical examination. Next paragraph. Vital signs. On today's visit, patient blood pressure is 133/89. Heart rate is 66 beats per minute. Weight is 196 pounds. Height is 5 feet 8 inches. Period. Rest of the physical examination, please copy and paste from the template of normal physical examination. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigations. Diagnostic investigation number one is EKG done on 1/24/2013, which shows a heart rate of 57 beats per minute with normal axis and normal sinus rhythm. The oral assessment of the EKG is that of a normal EKG. Period. Next paragraph. Next investigation is blood chemistry done on 11/9/2012, which shows sodium 142, potassium 4.8, chloride 107, carbon dioxide 28, and NGAP 7, glucose 81, blood urine nitrogen 14, creatinine 1.3, bilirubin 0.3, calcium 9.4, ALT 24, AST 18, alkaline phosphate 92, total protein 7.2, albumin 4.1, cholesterol 227, triglyceride 96, cholesterol HDL 58, cholesterol LDL 150, thyroxine free 1.2, TSH 0.018. Period. Vitamin D 25 hydroxy levels 75. The hematology report shows WBC 8.2, RBC 5.26, hemoglobin 15.5, hematocrit 49.2, MCV 93.5, platelets are 219. Period. Next paragraph. Next investigation is carotid Doppler ultrasound done on 9/24/2012, which shows minimal intimal thickening bilaterally. Period. No hemodynamic significance. Period. The right and left vertebral artery demonstrate anterior growth flow. Period. Next paragraph. Next investigation is echocardiogram done on 9/24/2012, which shows mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy with left ventricular systolic function is normal with an EF of 55 to 60%. Period. Mild aortic valve sclerosis without stenosis. There is mild mitral regurgitation. Period. Next paragraph. Next investigation is Holter's monitor done on 9/24/2012, which shows average heart rate of 63 beats per minute with a minimum heart rate of 42 beats per minute with a maximum heart rate of 100 beats per minute. The patient appeared to have remained in the sinus rhythm throughout the recording period. The RR interval changes may be associated with sinus arrhythmia. Period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Next investigation is aorta scan done on June 1, 2012, which showed the diameter of 0.3 centimeters. Period. Next paragraph. Next investigation is venous Doppler ultrasound of the lower extremities done on March 2, 2012, which showed no evidence of acute DVT in the vessels. Those were visualized. Period. Period. Next investigation, ABI done on June 1, 2012, which was interpreted as abnormal. Period. Next paragraph. Next investigation is stress test done on March 2, 2012, which showed small size, mild severity, unspecified, completely reversible defect consistent with ischemia in the territory typical of the distal LED and DA descending. Stress was noted to be excellent. Chest pain did not occur. Period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, assessment plan number one is coronary artery disease. The patient has known risk factors for coronary artery disease and previously he had been complaining of chest pain. The patient's previous stress test was normal. So right now we'll just continue to monitor the patient for any symptoms closely. He's on aspirin 81 milligram per oral QD. He's advised to continue on the same meds and adhere to a low fat and a low salt diet. Period. Next paragraph. Next plan is hyperlipidemia. The patient is a known hyperlipidemic and his last cholesterol levels were 227. Right now he is advised dietary modification. He is advised to take a low fat diet. Period. The patient is advised to follow up with our primary care physician in this regard. Period. Next paragraph. Next plan is hypertension. On today's visit, patient blood pressure is 133/89, which is well within the range. So he is on right now conservative management for hypertension. He is advised to have low salt and low fat diet, and he is to follow up with our primary care physician. And period. Next paragraph. Next plan is aorta scan. Taking into consideration the multiple risk factors, we ordered an aorta scan back in June, which showed a diameter less than 0.3 centimeters. We'll just continue to monitor the closely as the patient has risk factors as well as risk factors for having it as with the age. Period. Next paragraph. Next plan is peripheral arterial disease screen. Considering the patient's risk factors, we recommended previously the patient ABI, which turned out to be normal. So we'll just continue to monitor the patient closely for such first problem. Period. Next paragraph. Plan is valvular disease. Patient's last echocardiogram done in 9/24/2012, which shows mild aortic valve sclerosis without stenosis, with there was trace mitral regurgitation. So considering this in mind, we will continue to monitor the patient closely for this regard, and we will follow him up in a period of 6 months to go over with the symptoms again. Period. Next paragraph. Next plan is vertigo/lightheadedness. Previously, the patient has been complaining of lightheadedness for a while, so we ordered a Holter's monitor as well as a colorectal ultrasound, both of which turned out to be normal. So we just continue to monitor the patient closely. Right on today's visit, the patient is asymptomatic. The patient to adhere to his current treatment regime, and when he needs to stand up, he should do it slowly. Period, and we will follow him back in a period of 6 months to go over with our symptoms again. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Thompson. Period. Our phone number has been provided to him to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Mr. Thompson back in a period of 6 months or earlier if any significant symptoms develop. In the meanwhile, he is instructed to see his primary care physician regularly for the continued care. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Adnan Ahmed, dictating for Dr. Mahir Elder. Period. Next paragraph. This is the end of dictation.